The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on swlive.net and rantemradio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, everybody out there in wrestling land, when you want pro wrestling information at its finest, you're listening to The Shining Wizard right here with my boys.
I have a small dick.
No, what?
God damn.
There's a shakeup, and my microphone's not fucking working because I'm an idiot. There's a shakeup going on in the world of WWE, the universe. We're in the middle of a shakeup. This is the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast with a very rare Tuesday morning recap of the ongoings of Monday Night Raw and the WWE universe in general. Not a lot of news that I'm going to get into today. I think it's more important that we focus on the changes that are happening, not only for Monday Night Raw, but SmackDown Live. I'm Tony. I'm Solo. This is the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. I'm sitting here with the air conditioning on, because even though it's only 9:30 in the morning, it's already 4,000 degrees outside. Not that it's not appreciated, but man, it's hot. And it's been cold. It's been cold and it's weird. We didn't really get much snow, but we did get a cold spell. And now we're in the middle of a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. And I'm all by myself before work talking about wrestling. God, I love America, don't you? Anyway, let's take it all in a row. The shakeup, I wasn't really sure how it was going to work. And to be honest with you, to give you the overall picture, it's not so much a draft. It's not so much that they're just flip-flopping people. They're making it fit from a storyline perspective where Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle are actually working together in sort of a talent exchange. I don't want to call it akin to the territory days, but that's what it feels like. It really feels like they're sending wrestlers who maybe need a freshening up, a little bit stale on one side. They're new to the audience on the other side, and I can't really complain. I'm actually pretty happy with the way things are turning out for the most part. But we'll get into that. As a matter of fact, we'll start right now. Before Raw even happened last night, WWE.com announced that Apollo Crews was moving from the SmackDown Live roster over to Monday Night Raw. Maybe it's going to help him out. He's really been floundering over there on SmackDown Live. Haven't really done much with him. What they have done really didn't do him any favors. Last I remember, I seemed to him being put in a two-on-one situation with Kalisto. I don't even remember who was against. I might be wrong on that. But goddamn woo, let's get this guy a fresh start. Speaking of which, I believe Kalisto was also moved over to the Raw roster. You know what? It makes sense. The cruiserweights are there. I know that we bitched and moaned about it, that he was a man on an island. Even though Kalisto fits the weight class, he was always classified and bumped up and took on some of the bigger named, you know, some of the bigger heavyweights, actually. I seem to remember him facing Ryback last year at WrestleMania. I don't know. It was a while ago. But bottom line is Kalisto will be a better fit on Raw. He'll have some action in the 205 zone, if you want to call it that. So I think that's a great move. And I don't really remember that happening. Maybe it happened on Raw. I don't know. I did actually watch Raw last night, though. Didn't remember some of it, but I did remember a whole bunch of it. And when you start off Raw with The Miz and Maryse doing their John Cena, Nikki Bella impression, complete with John Cena theme music, and the crowd completely shitting on him until they realized who it was, it's pretty amazing. I don't know if I really agree with Miz and Maryse moving over to Raw. I think that's been the problem with SmackDown Live over the years. They kind of look at it as the B show, even though the storylines have been somewhat better. I don't want to say significantly better because Raw has been stepping up lately. But I don't know if this is the greatest move. I'm happy to see them on Monday. Maybe there's some fresh things going on. But maybe not, because during their intro to the Raw universe, Dean Ambrose also made his Raw debut. So it looks like we're going to have the Intercontinental belt carried over to Raw, and maybe The Miz and Dean Ambrose are just going to bring that feud over to, you know, new faces. Although I got to be honest, if you're watching Raw and not watching SmackDown, I think that's kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know. That's just me. So we get a little bit of the Dean Ambrose with Miz and Maryse. Excellent segment, by the way. Ambrose played it off as if it was really John Cena, telling him how he was proud of him, that he finally shut the Miz up and congratulating them on their engagement. Very entertaining stuff. Very entertaining. We get into the New Day taking on the Revival in a rematch from last week, where the Revival put out Kofi Kingston, who actually went in for ankle surgery. So I guess the New Day is going to be, two fellas for now. But they did have a blow-up doll of Kofi Kingston to honor him, to keep his presence alive. And I don't know if they should be announcing that it's a blow-up doll. Maybe it's just me. I think there's just a weird connotation when you use the word blow-up doll. Maybe I'm just a pervert. So New Day takes on Revival. Revival with a decisive win. It's good for the new guys that everyone's been touting, including Jim Cornette, as a throwback tag team. An excellent throwback tag team, by the way. And New Day's kind of stale. Will we see New Day showing up on SmackDown tomorrow? I don't know. It's a possibility. Everything's still up in the air. So let's move on to the next segment. I'm sorry, I'm using my Yeti microphone, so if there's clicking and scrolling and whatnot, it is what it is. So apparently, the Cruiserweight rematch for the Cruiserweight Championship, sorry, kind of lost my train of thought there. Neville is going to be defending again against Austin Aries, who won a Fatal 4-Way at 205 Live. And TJ Perkins is getting an earful from Neville, saying that, hey, you've been forgotten. And Aries is like, hey, are you going to take that? You haven't been forgotten. I earned a title match. So it leads to TJ kind of going heel, and there's going to be a match with TJ and Austin Aries later on in the night. Anyway, big debut, your next debut on the Monday Night Raw brand, Curt Hawkins. And the poor guy in his hometown. Well, close enough to his hometown. I know Queens and Long Island, kind of the same difference to some, but not to others. Getting punched out by, well, it's the Big Show. Wait, you know what? Ah, fuck, I don't even have that queued up. It's just been that kind of boring. Yeah, there you go. A little bit of soundbite for you. So Austin Aries, TJ Perkins, they do the, Neville's at ringside and he distracts Austin Aries and TJ gets the win. You know how much I hate that shit. But if it's not leading to TJ Perkins getting involved in this title match somehow, is it really worth our time and effort?
TJ needs a personality. A lot of the guys from the 205 need personalities. They need something going on, a little more than fighting for the affections of Alicia Fox. Sorry, she's pretty. We get it. No one cares. Is that even a thing anymore? Just shows how much I've been paying attention to 205. So, they've been talking about... Well, let's get into Seth Rollins real quick before we touch on his former partner, Roman Reigns. We'll get to that. So Seth Rollins is back. I don't know. Some shit went down with Samoa Joe. I guess they have to keep that moving along. Whatever. I don't know. There's other stuff. Kurt Angle, blah, blah, blah. He comes out and... oh, that was it. So Kurt Angle, this is the important part of the storyline. So Kurt Angle comes to the ring to talk to Seth Rollins, and he's like, you know, Stephanie wanted you out of here, but I liked what I saw at WrestleMania, and you're not going anywhere. So it kind of plants the seeds right there that Kurt Angle's going to be his own man and not a yes man like Mick Foley allegedly was until he broke. Kurt Angle's like, fuck you, I'm an Olympic gold medalist. I won the gold medal with a broken freaking neck, and so he's going to be standing up to Stephanie. I like it, because Stephanie needed to get off TV for a while, but Kurt Angle just kind of reminds everybody what a bitch she was, but he's not going to take that shit when she comes back. So there's a little schmoz. Samoa Joe comes out. Seth Rollins stands tall. All that happy horse shit. So what else? Who cares about that? Okay. So Charlotte takes on Nia Jax next. And I like that they're continuing to build Nia Jax as an unstoppable monster. Kind of took her own not paying attention. I like the transition spots that Charlotte was finally able to pull out. She hit her with the moonsault to the outside off the top, which was awesome. There was also a little bit of shenanigans where Nia runs in and, you know, hits the shoulder into the post, and Charlotte plays off of that where she rams her into the post on the apron of the ring. So there was some good stuff where Charlotte was able to get some heat back. But make no mistake, even though it was a little flat, this was Nia Jax's coming out party. She decisively beat Charlotte. This is more than likely Charlotte going packing and trying her her hand on the SmackDown roster. That hasn't been decided yet, but it seems to me that they're going in a traditional sense where the former big star puts over the up-and-comer and then leaves the territory for a while. God, I hate that I'm making references that this is a territory thing. But maybe it is. I don't know. I'm kind of liking it so far. So Nia Jax stands tall, even though her music is still shitty. Now, this is the weirdest part of the night to me. So Finn Balor made his return last week in a tag match. So this was his re-debut to the singles ranks tonight, taking on Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal has turned into a beast. The guy can actually string together a moveset. He's got movement. His transitions were looking good. He just roughed the shit out of Finn Balor, though. And I don't know, with Jinder Mahal looking the way he is and the momentum he's kind of been on since the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. But work with me here. The guy's been on social media lately. He's built himself up. He's gotten into amazing shape. And they put him out there, and you know he's going to lose to Finn Balor. And I think Finn Balor let him get too much on him. So much so that after the match, Balor's face, you can see it, was all bruised and scratched up. So I just wonder, is this going to be a situation where it didn't do Balor any favors, let's be honest. I know he won. He hit him with the coup de grace, but... It just kind of fell flat. I'd rather see them do something else with Jinder, feed someone else to Balor in this situation. It didn't work for me. I don't know. The crazy thing that happened after this match, though, is that Bray Wyatt appears on the screen and says that he's going to be looking out for Finn Balor. He's got his eyes on him. But it's also strange because the next pay-per-view is a Raw-branded pay-per-view and Bray Wyatt is still getting his world title match against Randy Orton. So I don't know what that means. So, okay, this is where we found out that Kalisto was coming to Raw. We also found out here with a little less hullabaloo that Heath Slater and Rhino are moving to Raw. So maybe that means that SmackDown's going to be getting some new tag team attractions as well. So probably New Day heads over there. Nothing's been announced yet, like I said, but it only makes sense. Maybe they're going to sell some New Day pops to the Blue brand. I don't know. So Sami Zayn and The Miz earlier on in the show had some lip service. They were fighting with each other. Sami was telling Kurt Angle that he was thinking about not going to SmackDown, and The Miz interrupts, and there's this whole yada yada. He's like, get out of here. You should go to SmackDown. So they had a match. And The Miz loses. And it's a weird situation again because I don't know that Sami Zayn should be in the ring with someone like The Miz. It's great for him that he got a win over The Miz. Maybe The Miz, you know, doesn't need this win. I don't know. It was weird. It was a good enough match, but I'm concerned now because I don't know where The Miz and Maurice go with this. Are they turning him into just a circus act where he's just going to make fun of John Cena every time he comes out? Or is he going to continue to be the badass, don't give a shit character that he's been on SmackDown? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Unless this is Sami Zayn getting momentum going to SmackDown, who knows? Who knows? So this is what they've been setting up all night. Michael Cole has been talking about interviewing Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns didn't really do much last week, just saying this was his yard now. Beautifully executed last week, by the way, like I talked about previously. And just as this interview is getting in motion, Braun Strowman comes out. And this is exactly the kind of shit that Braun Strowman needed. He beat the piss out of Roman Reigns, fucked him up 9 ways to Sunday. Roman does the stretcher job. But oh, no, 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 no. Braun Strowman is not done by a long shot. He fucks him up while he's on the stretcher and throws him over. They finally get Roman Reigns into the waiting ambulance, and Braun Strowman still isn't done because he's got a whole plate of ass whippings to dish out, and no one else is hungry for him like Roman Reigns was last night. So much so that he beat the shit out of him while on the stretcher in the back of the ambulance, and to make matters worse, he flips the ambulance over. This is how you make someone a fucking beast. Just enough insanity, a little bit of suspension of disbelief, and Braun Strowman just fucking laid out Roman Reigns to the delight of the crowd on Long Island. I pause for a minute just for the fact that the crowd ate this shit up with a spoon. And people are going to say, it's a New York crowd. They always cheer for bad shit. But let's be honest. People around the country have been shitting on Roman Reigns for years. And Braun Strowman has the momentum where people are getting behind him. So how can you not expect Braun Strowman to come out smelling like a rose, looking like a million bucks, doing the dastardly heel thing to the guy that no one likes anyway? And I say no one because unlike the mixed reaction that John Cena has gotten over the years, and there may be some fans for Roman Reigns at this point, but you cannot deny the fact that Roman Reigns was put in his place and his detractors were overjoyed. I loved it. I don't know where they go with it because it's a weird situation. But they put them in that situation themselves. Let's move on. Another situation that's going to potentially get really weird really quickly. Cesaro and Sheamus team up with the Hardys to take on Gallows and Anderson and the Shining Stars. They fucking dug these guys out of nowhere. I don't get that, but whatever. So there's a 4-on-4 tag match. Matt and Jeff Hardy going over again with the Twist of Faith and the Twist of Fate. Sorry. Bleh. And the Swanton finisher. And I'm just getting a little worried. I don't know how much longer the nostalgia is going to last with the Hardy boys. You look at Jeff Hardy, and he's always insanely over, and Matt is on the fucking roll of a lifetime here. I just don't know if taking the brokenness out of it is going to give these guys a very short shelf life. I know Cesaro and Sheamus are getting a title match at the next pay-per-view. Should be a good match. Those four should work well together. But like I said, I don't know with the broken storyline not existing at this point how much longer the Hardys are going to be able to hang on to keep this momentum going. But it's a wait and see. They're still really over. I just question the Shining Stars being put in this situation. And hopefully Gallows and Anderson get another run with the belts. We'll see what happens. Emma's backstage. And she's giving shit to Dana, saying you're going to be my protege again. And Dana's reading How to Be Your Own Protege, which was a nice touch. The acting here was terrible on both ends. Dana's pretty much telling her to go fuck herself, that she's on her own now. She's making great strides. She knows her place. She's learning the business. I don't know. It was a little too insider for me, the fucking language she was using. When you're up and coming and you're breaking out of a shell, maybe you don't want to use so much insider language to kind of, you know, beat your chest and go, look at me, I'm learning. Just fucking say, I don't need you. I'm standing on my own and I'm going to start fucking doing my own thing. It wasn't that good. Whatever. So we get Bayley coming out. Sasha Banks brings out her friend, Just Bayley. And, you know, as expected, Sasha's like, hey, I want my title shot. It's my turn now. This is a nice little run. But, and in the middle of it all, Alexa Bliss comes out to make her Raw debut. And I couldn't be more happier for her because I love me some Alexa Bliss. And she came out and she was fucking diamonds on the microphone. And as the crowd was even standing up for her, putting this horseshit storyline in its place, she goes, yeah, I don't need you people cheering for me, telling me that I'm awesome. It was fucking great. She's money right now. And as she's saying that it's going to be her show and it's going to be her title, Mickey James comes out. And she's like, yeah, you think you're living the dream. I'm going to be your nightmare. And the fucking nightmare of Nia Jax comes out and obliterates Mickey James. And Nia Jax gets in the ring. And Alexa, the fucking money she is, tosses Sasha Banks to the wolf. And Sasha fucking eats a pile of shit. And Bayley gets laid out. And Nia Jax stands tall with the belt and says, bitch, this is my shit. I may be paraphrasing. And Alexa Bliss, in all her glory, just stands on the ramp and just cowers ever so slightly to Nia Jax with the look that she gets. And as soon as Nia Jax is gone, Alexa does the little lip licking and the looking with the grin on her face. Is she in cahoots with Nia Jax? Or is she just being really smart by not standing in this beast's way? I fucking loved it. I loved it. I don't care. Women's wrestling, yes. Oh, let me see what else happened. Okay, so now we get our main event of the evening. Champion versus champion. Doing no one any favors. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. Solid match from these guys. Dare I say, really good match. Dean Ambrose wins with the dirty deeds. It was good. I enjoyed it. I guess this means that Kevin Owens is going to be taking the U.S. title to SmackDown. Even though after he loses for good measure, Chris Jericho lays him out. Maybe that was Chris Jericho sending him away. So look for Kevin Owens possibly appearing tomorrow night on SmackDown. Actually, tonight on SmackDown Live. It's interesting. I really liked it. I thought Raw was actually pretty good. I like the way this shakeup is working. I like it better than actually just having a draft. And it's weird because WWE.com is even playing into it with their final move, which we just found out for now, as of this recording, that Byron Saxton and Dave Otunga have been flip-flopped. So Byron's going to SmackDown, probably so he can get a fucking abused by JBL, because maybe JBL needs someone new to be his whipping boy. And our pal of the Shining Wizards, Otunga Bunga, going to be fucking clubbing people with his club over on Raw. It is what it is. Some of the moves are good. Some of them I scratch my head. So that's your recap. And before I go and wrap this thing up, I did want to mention a little further on the JBL situation.
Apparently, there's been more stories about JBL being a bullying. So much so that Jonathan Coachman, analyst reporter for ESPN, came out and said that he's not going to be doing any more reports on WWE and that they don't cover fake news on ESPN or some horse shit like that. To which Dave Meltzer called him out and said, you cover fake news all the time. What the fuck are you talking about? And how come every other... Oh, it wasn't fake news. Sorry. It was scandal. It's something along the lines where they don't cover things that, you know, that don't necessarily pertain to sports. And he was kind of like, bullshit. You cover all kinds of horse shit and nonsense that's outside what happens on the field or on the court. Personal lives in the sports world. Which I give Dave Meltzer credit for that. I also give Jonathan Coachman credit because he doesn't want to deal with the stupidity and the bullshit that goes on behind the scenes. Because let's be honest, no matter what kind of coverage CBS Sports or ESPN gives to wrestling, there's always that, well, wrestling isn't, it's predetermined. It's fake. It's not real. So take it or leave it. I'm just happy that this whole thing was brought to light, that JBL was getting shit. I mean, there was a whole thing with Hugh Morris where the guy wound up losing his job because he was an asshole too. And it's just a little strange that, you know, our pal Blue Meanie had to put up with shit. Justin Roberts had to put up with shit. Johnny Mundo came out and said, yeah, he wanted us to steal Justin Roberts' passport. He asked us to do it. We told him no. We decided not to. I think there's a fine line between ribbing and just being a dick. I don't know if it's necessarily fair that a guy like JBL being a dick gets the position that he does in the company. Well, that's pretty much all I got today. Let me see if I can find some happier music to send you guys out on. Something real that I can play. And, you know what? Fuck it. Since this is my show this week, I'm doing this on my own. I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite songs. This one's for you, Louie. I know you're listening. And thanks to everybody else for their support. You know, maybe I'll play a block of commercials and then I'll play the music. That's a good idea because we didn't play any commercials last week. Don't forget, Blue Apron, go to shiningwizards.com. Go to our website. Click the Blue Apron banner. Take $30 off your next order. We actually received another order this week. It was a pizza with spinach and cheese and a sauce, a dipping sauce. We also made a chicken under a brick, which was fucking great. It was extra spicy and vinegary and had lots of flavors. Roasted vegetables with it. We got the ingredients for stuffed pork chops upstairs. We haven't made that yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Trust me, it's worth it. Did I think it was going to be worth it? You know, you hear about Blue Apron everywhere. You wonder, is it just a gimmick? Well, it is a gimmick, but it's a fucking delicious gimmick. I should just try it out. And you get $30 off, courtesy of your boys at the Shining Wizards. So if you want to cut it off now, you can. If not, listen to our commercials, support our friends, support everyone in Shining Wizards Network. Support everybody we're associated with at rantemradio.com. And support everybody. And now, support the people that support us and listen to some commercials and check out my music. Later! Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit BottomLineMerch.com and begin shopping today.
Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gumfuckery?
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturgio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch of your butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you fart on my balls when we fuck? Can you stick your whole tongue on my butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Clear on enough suck, kill enough fuck, stay cute enough to where I wanna knock you up, and if you swallow when you suck and you take it up the butt, then I might keep you around long enough, bust nuts! All I really want to do is fuck you in the butt. Then you turn around and then you suck it up while you're running behind me. I'm going to put it in my butt.
That was disgusting.